Today on Locked On Rockies, the future of two players who made a big impact in last night's game.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Rockies fans, welcome to the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the fourth day of October in the year 2022. I am your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team every day. If your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, you are in the right place, and we thank you for making us your first listen. Today on Locked On Rockies, we are going to talk about Jose Ureña. We're going to talk about Sean Bouchard. But before that, let me introduce myself. I am your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk. As we mentioned, I've been following the team my entire life and bringing you your daily Rockies talk here now for a couple of seasons. Make sure that you're subscribed to Locked On Rockies on YouTube so you know when we go live. You can be part of the live show and you can ask questions and dive in and join in on all the fun. Like we said, today on Locked On Rockies, we're talking about Sean Bouchard and Jose Ureña. And let's start with Jose Ureña, who finishes up the season with a really solid outing here for the Rockies. And the question now is, what's next? Is Jose Ureña someone that the Rockies have expressed interest in? He also mentions there, talked a little bit with Danielle Allentuck last night and the media about being here with the Rockies and how important it was for him this year and how the team means a lot to him. The Rockies did give him a chance after being released by Milwaukee. The Rockies picked him up here and through his time with the Rockies, he finished with about 89 innings, and when you look at it, most of the numbers, it's a down year in strikeouts for him, but kind of close to the norm when you look at his previous years, 19, 20, and 21. Obviously, the 20 being a shorter, but the 60s is a thing, a big thing. But it's a major drop-off as well in innings there from his best two seasons in Miami. Are you really going to get a lot out of Jose Ureña? Did he give you enough to make it worth being the one that you pursue in free agency? Let's take a look at some free agent pitchers here this year. And you know, there's plenty of interesting options. And again, it's who can the Rockies get? Are the Rockies going to be able to get Sale, DeGrom, or Verlander? No, I don't necessarily think you're going to be able to get Carlos Rodon either. It's kind of being in a realistic spot, a realistic situation for the Rockies. How much money are you really going to be able to spend? How much are you really interested in some of these arms? Are you more interested in a Jose Ureña versus, say, trying a reunion with Tyler Anderson, who has been out there to show that he's been a pretty darn solid starter? I mean, there's some interesting other options out there. I don't necessarily know if Ureña did enough for me as a Rockies fan to sit here and say that, wow, that was a dominant start. It's somewhere that we should be looking at and looking at what he did. But it's also you could. It's the tough spot, right, with the Rockies, because the Rockies don't have any. Do you want Ryan Feltner or do you want Jose Ureña? What does Peter Lambert factor in? Has Jose Ureña outperformed some of the pitchers that you have in your organization? And I don't necessarily know if that's the case, but I don't necessarily think I'm all that sold and completely bought in on Feltner and on Lambert, and we'll see what happens. Lambert obviously dealing with the injuries this year, but one nice thing that when you compare Jose Ureña compared to some of the rest of the Rockies pitchers this year, and we'll even include Senza here, even though obviously Senza's season cut short there. He sends the is like Urania, and they don't give up a lot of home runs. Senza didn't have nearly as many starts, of course, but in the similar amount of innings pitched for the team, 92 innings pitched for the Rockies, Senza has also only given up 9 home runs versus what we've seen from Germán Márquez and Kyle Freeland, especially this year, is home runs are the norm. Mind you, double the amount of innings basically from Germán when you compare to Jose this year, but more than double the amount of home runs given up by Germán Márquez. Let's also take a look at Kyle Freeland here. When you look at the Rockies, arguably two best pitchers, will also do Chad Kuhl as well. Kyle Freeland gives up double the amount of home runs in similar, double the amount of time. So Jose Urania could be kind of similar in terms of giving up the long ball like Freeland is. But other than that, he was a victim of not getting some run support, sure. But he also can walk a lot of batters. And just to finish our conversation on home runs there, Chad Kuhl, 25 home runs in 137 innings pitched there. So a little bit more innings from Chad there. But again, like we said, the home runs being down is a good thing. 38 walks there for Urania in that time. 58 for Chad Kuhl there, but Senza, when you're looking at it, walks 23 walks when you compare him to Senza in the rotation. Because remember, when Senza comes back, that takes away one of the spots that was there for Chad Kuhl or Jose Urania or Peter Lambert or Ryan Feltner or potentially even Austin Gomber when you're looking at it. 38 walks again compared. I think it's really good to compare Urania and Senza because we can see similar innings pitched from the two of them, and I think kind of at least some sort of similar styles, some sort of similar philosophies there for the two players. But it's a tough one. I just don't think... When you could take a chance, when there is a lot of starters that are kind of approaching free agency, that could be something that the Rockies look into and go after there. It's an interesting spot because there are a lot of names, but I think the Rockies are going to be more realistic. I wouldn't, you could see a Greinke come over here. I mean, the Rockies could go after a bigger name that might be on the older side, but who knows? I mean, when you look at it, Chad Kuhl is the option there. You're basically kind of comparing who do you want out of those two players, is Chad Kuhl or Jose Urania. I doubt you bring both back because you're probably going to see the Rockies turn to someone within the organization to fill that role. But a solid final start for Jose there, and they provided some good moments too, and again, a pitcher that wasn't getting crushed by the home run was good to see for the Rockies this year. But Senza's going to take that spot. The Rockies could easily bring back Urania or Chad Kuhl. I think they might be more inclined to bring back Chad Kuhl, even with Chad Kuhl's struggles in the second half of the year. But an interesting conundrum there for the Rockies. And before we dive into the second player that made a big impact in last night's game, Jose Urania's final start of the year finished off like this. 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run. It was just the home run. 4 strikeouts, no walks. A really, really nice end to the season there for Jose. And another player for the Rockies that's been doing really well since his call-up is Sean Bouchard. But are we getting too far ahead of ourselves? We'll dive into that next. But before we do that, got to tell you about some of the great people that make this show possible. And that includes our friends at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your football betting info this season. It's also your number one source for all your Major League Baseball playoff betting action. And you can find all of the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles, analysis, and lots more on every single game you can find at BetOnline. betonline.net. As always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sport wagering information with live betting. So if you want to get involved in some betting action during the game, you can head on over to betonline.net, and they got the up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. It's the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, Jose Urania wasn't the only one that was a nice little call out, a nice little tryout kind of type of performance last night. I don't necessarily think he, as a multi-year veteran in the league, necessarily needs to have a tryout stuff. But one Rocky is in the midst of a tryout and is performing pretty darn well, and that is Sean Bouchard, a name I wasn't super familiar with, but the 26-year-old outfielder has come up and made a splash with the Rockies here. Only 67 at-bats so far and got his first three-hit game, but back-to-back multi-hit games for the slugger, especially bouncing back after a three-strikeout performance there in an earlier performance against the Rockies. Sean Bouchard is adding an interesting wrinkle into what is already an interesting and convoluted and confusing clutter of outfielders for the Colorado Rockies. Sean Bouchard gets on base, and something that one member of the Rockies who's been up and down and might be running out of time, at least with the Rockies, is Sam Hilliard. Sam Hilliard is more of a case of, I'm trying to hit the long ball, has the power. And when you look at it, Sean Bouchard has way less at-bats compared to Hilliard in there, 67 to Hilliard's at-bats, but 174 at-bats for Sam Hilliard. He's got an average of 184, an OPP of 280, and 54 OPS this year. 5 stolen bases, 14 RBIs, 2 home runs, 32 hits, and 26 runs. That's in 174 at-bats there for the slugger. Now, you look at Sean Bouchard, on the other hand, in 67 at-bats, he's got 8 runs, 21 hits, 2 home runs, 10 RBIs, no stolen bases for a .313 average, .466 OBP, and an OPS of .959. Obviously, those numbers would look different if you add another 100 at-bats in there, and it'll be closer to what Hilliard is, but some interesting things to note and interesting things to point out between the two players and the time it took to get to these numbers and these statistical outlooks for the two players. Let's take a look here. We got Sean Bouchard with those 21 hits. Now, Hilliard in 100 and a little under 100 more at bats than Bouchard this season, only has 10 more hits or 11 more hits than Sean Bouchard does this year. They're tied in home runs at the major league level this year. Hilliard only has 4 more RBIs than Sean Bouchard has in this season. And the big thing that Hilliard has over Bouchard is the stolen bases, something that the Rockies don't do a lot of in general. So when you're looking and you're comparing those two players, two young players that are kind of making a name and needing to go out and set an example and kind of make a name for themselves, you're a little bit more intrigued by what Bouchard has been able to bring in a shorter amount of time than what you've seen from Hilliard this year and really what you've seen from Hilliard altogether. I don't think Bouchard is a better option than, say, Jonathan Daza, and he's not certainly not going to start over Chris Bryant and most likely Randall Grichuk, but the Rockies now can maybe see if a team is interested in Sam Hilliard, maybe continue to see what Bouchard can do, because if Bouchard continues to get on base, it's going to be something that the Rockies could really, really benefit from. Right now here, when it comes to 23 walks for Hilliard this season, and Bouchard's already at that 20-plus mark there in his career, his young Rockies career. He's got 20 walks on the season as well, 21 strikeouts. That's he added to that total there, 3 of them. He used to be more walks than strikeouts, but with that 3 strikeout game, that eliminated 57 strikeouts there for Sam Hilliard in that time. I think you would see pretty similar strikeout numbers if you add the 100 at-bats, but I think you're going to see more walks. You're seeing a better eye and you're seeing better plate discipline from Sean Bouchard than you're seeing from Sam Hilliard. And again, at 100 at-bats, if Bouchard's already got 20 walks in this point, I'm pretty sure he can take over and beat Sam Hilliard's 23 walks that he got in 174 appearances with the Rockies. Hilliard's the real need for the Rockies in the outfield and the offense in general is more power. I don't think either one of these, Hilliard has the ability and sometimes has put the thump into the ball to give that instance of power. We haven't seen a lot from Bouchard there, but we've seen a more well-rounded, a better approach and a better handling of major league pitching from Sean Bouchard than Sam Hilliard this year. And we've also seen Hilliard in the past. So that's one thing that adds to that wrinkle. Unfortunately, we didn't see a step forward from Hilliard this year. We didn't see a lot of improvement from Hilliard this year when he was, for a while, getting a lot of opportunities with Daza being out, Bryant being out, and things of that nature. Sam Hilliard was given opportunities. And when you compare the two, how the two have handled their major league opportunities so far, even though Sean Bouchard's hasn't been longer, and when you look at it, they will get similar. They would be similar in numbers. You like what you've seen earlier on, and you like what you've seen from the approach from Bouchard. But that also might be from Bouchard benefiting from not a lot of tape on him, not a lot of pitchers seeing him, not a lot of research and depth in and understanding into who Bouchard is. But I figured we needed to talk about Sean Bouchard. If he's out here, a couple of multi-hit games here in back-to-back wins for the Rockies. And so, what does that look like for the Rockies? We'll have to see. We truly need to know. The offseason will bring more questions, especially as this roster as constructed isn't working. Are the Rockies going to be willing to move some of these pieces to go and do something? Are they going to go out and go after some of these notable free agents? Are they going to be able to entice people to come to Colorado to make the team better? I'm not sitting here necessarily saying that Sean Bouchard right now immediately should be in the running for the starting position or whatever. There's vets there, and I think Jonathan Daza has had way too good of a season to lose his spot. But Bouchard going into spring training is definitely going to look to continue to make a name for himself, and I'm sure I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the lineup the next 2 days. And let's talk about the lineup. Let's talk about the final little stand for the Rockies. The last two games of the season coming up here as the 2022 season is down to just this. But first, check this out. Locked On Rockies, free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. Just search Locked On Rockies. You can follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. You can follow me at PaulHolden33, and you can follow the show and subscribe on YouTube and help the show grow. Rockies, two wins in a row on the road. And what's crazy about this is the Rockies still technically could win this last slog of the season. If the Rockies win one of the last two games, they at least tie this massive six-game set against the Dodgers, which seemed pretty much impossible after the first two games. But if they win it out and end the season on a little four-gamer, they will take down the Dodgers, as the Rockies are now the, I think, what was the other wacky stat that the Rockies had that, let me find it here from, not on that Twitter. It's the Rockies are the first team to, in MLB history to win back-to-back games in the regular season against the team with 110 plus wins entering the game. So there you go. Another weird Rocky stat associated with them, especially with the Dodgers. And we're going to take a look at tonight's matchup here for the Rockies and the dreaded Los Angeles Dodgers. Feels a little bit better right now, right? I mean, than it did before with the Rockies. Nice 11% win chance here on ESPN for the Rockies. And Feltner getting his last start of the year, probably one of his. This is an opportunity for him to kind of end the season on a high note, on a positive, and end his audition with the Rockies with something solid. He has been giving up a decent amount of hits. Wants to eliminate the runs that he's been giving up. 5 runs in the last one. He's been giving up at least 2 runs in his last 5 starts, as Ryan Feltner. And his last start, 6 innings pitched, 5 runs. 5 of them earned a home run, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts against San Francisco. So you can definitely bet that Ryan Feltner is looking to do some damage tonight, looking to impress a little further Julio Urías on the other side. And folks, I don't think we need to spend too much time and talk about how dominant Urías has been, as the Dodgers have a stacked pitching lineup full of arms that can strike batters out, on top of a very, very dangerous lineup as well. You're going to see some of the young guys. Looks like Jose Iglesias might get back in the lineup as well. Bouchard in there, as we mentioned. The Rockies trying to get to 69 wins, a nice win total them there if they can get that. But it's got to be against the best, as the Rockies have done. The team that's beaten the Dodgers the most this year, the Colorado Rockies. Baseball is weird, but we talk about it all the time, each and every day, right here on the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode and making us your first listen of the day. Why don't you go make Locked On MLB your second listen of the day, or stay up to date with all things Colorado sports with the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and Locked On Nuggets podcast. You can find me on Twitter at PaulHolden33. You can find the show at LO Rockies. You can subscribe on YouTube to know when we are going live and ask your questions live on the show. Folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.